Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Well, good morning, Beamer family and friends, or afternoon. If you're over on the East Coast, you have Greg Peterson, team manager here on Southern California region, and it is my honor today that we have a special guest in Lisa Diamond. She is going to assist me today as Belinda is still out, so please have her in our prayers as we're hoping that she'll be able to come back here next week. So, Lisa, are you there?
I am, Greg. Thank you. So weird being on Blog Talk on a Monday.
I can only imagine. You're normally on Wednesdays, on whatever Wednesday, and you guys have been doing the push-up challenge and the whole bit. So, folks, do not forget to check out Wednesdays or whatever Wednesday, because they are having a blast on that morning and or listen to the recordings, because we've also had a special guest with Ian Robb, and he has been a distributor that has brought several of our ambassadors on, and with such, they've been doing this push-up challenge, and they've been having an absolute blast. So that's something to get to. So let's get right into it, because our time is limited. So first off, we want to be able to review our homework from week number one. And so with that is making sure that you signed up on your Facebook and that you went to the Quick Start IBD support group. Now, that's separate words, Quick Start IBD support group. And then when you go in there, you will want to answer the two qualifying questions. Some people don't scroll up and they don't see the two qualifying questions. Then I have to reach out and try to find you, whether it be on Instant Messenger or other means, to get the answers to these questions. Because this is a private group, it is actually protecting you and everybody else from other scammers that might be out there and so forth. So we want to make sure that everything is nice and secure for everybody. And those two questions are very simple. What is your IBD number? And also, have you been to an academy or not? It's that simple. Next on our homework, we had the prospect list, and we wanted to make sure that you were able to start to just write down names of people that you would like to introduce the Beamer to. And that was it. And we're going to be going into that much further here on how to generate a greater prospect list. Next, we wanted you to start to review your e-learning and then also get started and go into your distributor library and just start reviewing the distributor library, which also included the calendar in there to see when all the different events will be coming up. And then also getting signed up for an academy. So these are really important, especially in this order of getting started on your e-learning, because you want to complete your e-learning before you get to an academy. And that it could just take 2 or 3 days to get through your e-learning if you're just here and there going into it and checking it out. Get that academy signed up for, and then search for your different upline in your back office. And these are things that we went over on week one. And so to do that, we can also go back and review by going into and reviewing the recordings for Blog Talk Radio. All right. So these are some of the things that we were to go over. And then also by checking the recordings. You can go to blogtalkradio.com/BEMER IBDS. So blogtalkradio, blogtalkradio.com/BEMER IBDS. So that's BEMER IBDS. So now we have that prospect list, and what are we going to do about it? So this brings us to today's discussion on the proven 283 system. So with that, I'm going to turn that over to Lisa.
Thanks, Greg. So the 283 system, if you are a new IBD and maybe aren't familiar with what that is, it's a marketing system, and it basically gives you a system of what to send to your prospects now that you have a few people on your list and you have your story. So the two represents a two-minute kind of piquing your curiosity, finding out if they have interest in taking 2 minutes to learn about how they can improve their health and well-being. And so we have a couple of tools for that. One would be, it's a recorded message called The Value of Health. It would be a recording that you would send to someone who has said, you know, yes, I wouldn't mind taking a couple of minutes to learn more about this device. And some samples of what you might say to a prospect would be, would you have time to take 2 minutes to learn how to improve your health? And you would give them a number, and that number is 712-770-4009. There is a PIN number that goes with that. And that PIN number is 818-034-POUND. And again, the name of this two-minute introduction is called The Value of Health. Those numbers again, 712-770-4009. And the PIN number is 818-034-POUND. Now, if you have somebody on your prospect list that is potentially also interested in the business opportunity of BEMER, we also have a number called for the value of wealth. And that number is 712-770-5607. And the PIN number for that line is 162-663-POUND. And I'll read those again, 712-770-5607, and the PIN number is 162-663-POUND, and that's the value of wealth. That's the opportunity two-minute recording to introduce someone to the business. And an example of what you might say to somebody that's on your prospect list is, you know, I'm excited to be involved with this medical device from Europe. And as I learn more about it, I think it's something that might help you. It might be something that you are interested in as doing as well. So I believe, Greg, this is in the Facebook group where they can also get these numbers. Is that correct?
Exactly. So we have our full script that we use for the Quick Start program in the Quick Start Facebook group, and there is a file section. So if you have it on the phone, you may just need to scroll over at the top, just under where all the names are and the little pictures, and they'll say file. You click on that, and then a whole section will drop down, and any of those files you can print off, and those are going to be part of the homework for the Quick Start program. So thanks to Belinda and Casey Conrad, and also Claudia Field, Nancy Pertigrini, they have all gotten together and put together these files to help each and every one of you out. So thanks for bringing that up, Lisa.
Yeah, of course. And then also a two-minute introduction. And, you know, when I started with BEMER almost 5 years ago, we had two things. We had the 2-minute blood flow video, and we had our story. And those were our marketing materials. So it tends to get overwhelming, I think, sometimes when you see all of the marketing materials in the back office. But if you can just start out and stick with this 2-8-3 system, you will see success. So the 2-minute blood flow, if you go to YouTube and just type in Beamer before and after, you're going to get a 2-minute blood flow of what the blood flow looks like at the 2-minute mark, the 6-minute mark, and then immediately after the 8-minute session. Very effective. Greg, I'm going to turn it back over to you to talk about the 8-minute story.
Awesome. Great job, Lisa. And everything that you brought up was amazing. And yes, in your back office and our distributor library is where you can find a lot of this material. So just take your time, work with your mentor, and they'll be able to help direct you. Plus, we're going to be giving more detailed instructions on how to find that in the following weeks. So our 8-minute story, the company has put together a wonderful 8-minute story. And the reason why we call it 8-minute story is because the session is 8 minutes long. Now, don't get frustrated if you look at it and it's like 9 minutes long or different things there. It is based around a session length of when you put a client on the Beamer itself. And so that length is life.beamergroup.com/8 and then minute story. So it's life.beamergroup.com/8-minute story. And that will explain everything about the Beamer, the science, some testimonials. It is a really great tool to share with individuals. Now, on Tuesday and Thursday evenings now, and this is something that has changed, and that is our Beamer meetings that we have. And these are now on Tuesday and Thursday evenings. Now, this is how we've put things together. So if you go to beamermeetings.com, and that's plural, BEMERMEETINGS.com, on Tuesday and Thursday evenings at 8 p.m., and that's on Eastern Time, and then also 8 p.m. Pacific Time, there's going to be two different showings. So you can adjust accordingly to how your schedule or your client's schedule is. On Tuesday night, they're going to do the standard Beamer experience, which is going over the science and the history of Beamer and just briefly talks about the business opportunities. Then on Thursday evenings, same time, 8 p.m. Eastern and then 8 p.m. Pacific Time, we go more in-depth into the business side of things. All right? Now, both of these presentations can also be found in your distributor library under marketing tools, and these are PowerPoint programs that you can download, and then you can review them yourself because there is wording that goes with each slide that when you're doing the presentation for others, the people don't see the wording, they just see the slide. And this is a great review also for you to help educate yourself to each section that is being produced, and you can see how well these slides are put together in a systematic form to introduce the individual in a very orchestrated manner. Now, to find replays of these, every Monday, our national directors, George and Chris Varonis, put out emails. And in those emails, they have all the links to different recordings of presentations that have occurred. So you want to make sure that you are getting those emails. And if you are not, make sure that you get with your mentor so that you can get on that mailing list. And then also being able to receive that in your back office, and also make sure then if your back office is filling up with emails and you're over 100 because you're looking at your emails through a different section or a different server as such, like you have it sent over to your Gmail account or different things like that, still go into your Beamer back office and clear out those emails, because once it reaches a certain level, you will no longer be able to receive emails onto your Beamer email. And so that's, we found out that some people then have not been receiving some important emails that way. Also, on Beamer Saturdays, which are wonderful for the customers, we have Beamer Saturdays for distributors and Beamer Saturdays for the customers. And so with that, once again, you can check your Monday emails for recordings, but then also check your calendar when these are coming up, and then you can send links to your prospective clients and remind your new downline that's getting started too, to help educate them and hear from a lot of the great leaders that we have within Beamer, and then getting people on a Beamer session. So all of this is part of your 8 minutes. So the 8-minute story, you can also send them a presentation. You can have them watch a Tuesday or a Thursday evening presentation, and you can also be getting them on the Beamer for an 8-minute session itself, and that's all a part of the 8. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to Lisa so she can tell you about the 3-way phone call.
Thanks, Greg. So the 283 ends with a 3-way call, and the reason that we do 3-way calls is one for validation, trust, credibility. It also helps address maybe any objections that they've had. If they have a similar story to somebody in your upline, somebody on your team, it's good to kind of pair those people up for 3-way calls because they can relate to that person's story. Also, it's a great training tool. So if you have people that are, signing up underneath you as distributors, you want to teach them to do the 3-way call so that they can go, wow, okay, what did she do? She sent me a 2-minute blood flow video. She showed me an 8-minute story about Beamer. I did a presentation, and then she got me on a 3-way call. And I can do that. So you're teaching duplication as well. So let me talk a little bit about what a 3-way call is not. And that's a time, if you're the person that is doing the 3-way call, you have a potential customer on the line and you're calling, let's say I'm calling Greg. First of all, I've called Greg in advance. I'm not surprising him out of the blue. And I'm going to introduce Greg with some credentials, like, Greg has been in Beamer for X amount of years. He's a team manager. He's in the higher rankings of our company. He is super experienced in endurance training, blah, 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 right? And I'm going to just make Greg sound like he's the best person on the planet. And then I'm going to introduce my customer, and then I'm going to shut up. And that's the job of the person placing the 3-way call, is to make the introductions and then just be quiet and let the 3-way call happen naturally as it's supposed to. You're going to call someone who is accustomed to doing 3-way calls, so likely somebody in your upline, and they're going to need to know a little bit of background before on your customer. So you want to make sure that, you've got, what is their situation? What are their objections? What do they need to hear more about? Do they need to hear more about the science? Do they need to hear more about the business? Do they just need to hear someone that has a testimonial similar to theirs? Like, you have to do a little bit of work and a little bit of research and make, so both sides are prepared. And then you literally let the expert on the 3-way call ask the questions. The 3-way call should not be a half an hour or 45 minutes. It really should be somewhere between 10 and 15 minutes. You want to make it to the point and powerful and compelling. And I will say there's just huge success with the 3-way call, which is why we all recommend doing it, which is why, we had a few tools. We had a 2-minute video. We had our story, our personal story. and we did three-way calls. So, Greg, I am going to turn it back over to you because then comes the follow-up.
That is awesome. And I should have you introduce me more often then because I sure could have my ego boosted by having you work that, Lisa. And then another thing, too, that I have found out, Lisa, is that when I tried to set up a three-way phone call in advance, the people felt like, oh, great, now they're bringing in the closer type of thing or whatever. But what I found out worked really well is that if you know that you're going to be talking to your client, go ahead and contact the individual you're going to be doing the three-way phone call with and prep them and just say, hey, Lisa, I'm going to be calling Roger, and I would like to do a three-way phone call with him because I know he's going to have some questions. So let's plan on this. Are you available at such and such time? And then you'll say yay or nay or whatever. So then let's say when I am on the phone with Roger, Roger's going to ask me a question. I'll go, you know what, that's a great question. I don't have the answer to that. Here, let me get my friend Lisa on the phone because she will be able to answer it, and I'll also be able to learn at the same time. And before Roger even says yay or nay, you dial up, you bring Lisa on, and then I introduce Lisa to Roger, and then I let her go down, and not only is she able to answer Roger's question, but then she's able to be able to give her testimonial, the whole bit, bangity boom, done deal, and these work amazingly well. So have you tried that approach at all, Lisa?
Yeah, absolutely, definitely. And also, one of the things that teaches is that there's support. Like, you know, you're calling Roger and all of a sudden you can pick up a phone just like that and call Lisa for support. It shows that, you know, you're not out there alone. So I like that. It's good.
Yep. Awesome. Okay. So now comes the follow-up, and this is so critically important. But know that we're going to be covering this in detail in week number 4. But just know that the fortune is in the follow-up, because if you just make one contact with an individual and then just walk away, that person, I can almost guarantee you, is going to forget about you. Or, for example, I was working at a horse show and a person walked up to me and the very first question I asked them is, have you heard about the Beamer before? And they said, yes. And I go, well, who was it from? Well, I don't remember. It was in another horse show in another location. But they only contacted me one other time, and I don't have their contact information. And it's been probably, you know, 3, 4, 6 months or so. And honestly, I'm ready to buy one now. And I'm like, well, okay then. And so here, if that individual had stayed in contact with this client, they would have been able to make a sale. But because of that, this individual reached out, and now I was able to make the sale. So follow-up is so important. And once again, in week 4, we're going to go in depth on the proper etiquette of how to do that so you know that you're not bothering another individual or anything there. And we always want to make sure that you're always set for that next course of action. So we're going to be preparing you on the different steps on how to get yourself ready. And so if you're moving quickly on developing your Beamer business, we want to make sure that you do your follow-up recommendations sooner. So we want to make sure that you're in contact with your mentor and with your upline. Now, do you see why we are doing this in a step-by-step manner and giving you homework so that we can continue to build these building blocks that are going to become this strong building that is going to be your Beamer business? So once again, I'm going to turn over the next step on tracking your activity to Lisa here because she's the master of this.
Thanks, Greg. Yeah, you know, what I really like about the quick start is that you're building behaviors, you're building habits to create a really good business for yourself. You know, if you get into it and maybe you get lucky and you have a couple of friends or family members or, you know, whatever by kind of right away and you didn't really have any systems in place, it can get frustrating down the road. So it's great to just start early and build these habits that will carry you through. And one of the things that I'm going to talk about now is tracking activity. And if you don't know how many calls you're making a day, a week, and you don't know how many people said yes to agreeing to get on a Beamer session, and you don't know how many Beamer sessions you've done, and then you get a sale, it really is kind of like, you know, shooting blindfolded. And so when we track our income-producing activities, or IPAs, you want to track the things that are going to bring in the commission. So you're tracking picking up the phone and making calls to your prospects. You're tracking introducing Beamer, whether you're out at the gym, at a coffee shop, at a restaurant, and you want to make sure that you're keeping track of your leads in some way. Also, you want to track how many Beamer demo sessions that you're doing. And then you want to track the follow-up, especially the follow-up, because if you can stay at top of mind, they say somewhere between 5 and 12 contacts before somebody will say yes to a purchase. And that's across the board, not just Beamer in general. Also, you want to learn the difference between clock time and goal time. So you could say, I'm going to work 5 hours today on my Beamer business. And you work 5 hours and you make 5 phone calls. Or you could say, I'm going to make 10 connected phone calls, not messages, not hang up. I'm going to talk to 10 people today. And you don't stop until you've talked to 10 people. Goal time, you might talk to 10 people in 2 hours and now you can go out and play golf the rest of the day if that's what you want to do. But, you know, 5 hours and not having a goal is really kind of wasting your time. So you definitely want to think differently about that. And then what are your KPIs? Those are your key performance indicators. So the number of people that you have introduced the Beamer to each day or each week, the number of people who have gotten on the Beamer, and number of people who have attended a Beamer presentation. Okay, these are the activities that we know, they're proven, Beamer's been around for 20 years, that work. And not everybody says yes on the first contact, so you got to keep that follow-up. There are some tracker tools that we use in Beamer, and those are available on the Facebook private Quick Start IBD Facebook group. I'm assuming, Greg, those are under the file section as well. And, you know, if you have a system that works for you, great, use it. If you don't have a system and you're not sure, then definitely download these tracker sheets and start keeping track of the numbers. And then you'll know, like, do I need to make 20 calls before I get a Beamer session scheduled? Do I need to only make 5? And then you'll know how to set up your days and your weeks and your months and be more productive. Greg, I am going to turn it back over to you to talk about the journey of a Beamer distributor.
All righty, Lisa, and thank you. And, yeah, all the information that she shared, folks, that homework is also in the file section under Quick Start IBD Support Group in your Facebook page. Now, another item that the company has put together is called Fast Track, and these are done about every 90 days, and George Veronis has put this together through his time and efforts, and this is a system where you learn how to do, they get together teams of, I believe, 8 people, and then you will have like a captain for each team. And then what you do is you go out and you learn through this process how to set up appointments, how to do so many sessions, how many follow-ups to do, different things. And so all the information that we're teaching in the Quick Start program, you will then be able to encompass it and start applying it. And you will learn by working with others of people that are not even on your supposedly your downline, but you'll be able to get together with people from all over the United States, and then you'll be able to share information and develop your skills to an even greater level. So the Fast Track program will also be coming up. So I just wanted to share that so you can see how we're continually building to allow you to become an independent Beamer distributor, not a dependent Beamer distributor. So we want to make sure that you know where to get the answers at each and every moment of your journey. And so speaking of journey as a distributor, I want to talk about the ups and downs. We're going to call this the roller coaster of emotions, and we all go through it, because when you sign on as a distributor, my goodness, you are excited. You're ready to go. You are on fire. You want to share this new amazing technology because it's possibly changed your life so dramatically that you want to go to the top of the mountain and scream at the top of your lungs, I have a Beamer and I want to share it with everybody. And then you go out and you talk to one individual and they're like, oh, that stuff's hogwash. It doesn't work, yada, yada, yada. Now all of a sudden you've been knocked down and you're rolling down that hill and you feel like you've gotten sucker punched. Well, that's a part of it. You just have to remember, what is your why? Why are you with Beamer? What did it do for you? Continue to have that flame burning in your gut of how it has changed your life, and you know that it's going to change other people's lives. So on that roller coaster, you get knocked down a little bit. Don't worry about it. You just continue to share the Beamer with other people, and the people that are ready to listen, they will listen to what you have to say. Now, when I learned about Beamer, in fact, it was 5 years ago almost to the day that I learned about Beamer. And I was a crew member for the four-man bicycle race team on the Ram Race Across America. And here I actually had Bill Siekert, who was the general manager for Beamer North America, in the van with me for 5 days straight. And he was going on about it does this at 10 hertz and that at 30 hertz and this many stimulations per second and all of these things. And I'm sitting there driving away, and I'm more concerned about the moment going, okay, that's all wonderful. Now, do I turn left or do I turn right here? And the thing was, though, he did plant a seed. Then I did see what the Beamer was doing for our riders, because I'd never seen riders stay at such a high performance level for so many days. And then afterwards, I actually talked to the riders to find out more about this. And then it took me 6 months of finding out information online, because at that time, we didn't have all the information like we do now. We just had a green video. There was a couple things on YouTube. And I had to really do my diligence just to find some information. But it took me 6 months. And on January 1 of 2017, I actually bought my first Beamer. And then I was advised that I could become a distributor. I became a distributor. And then I slowly started my journey at that time. And so I learned the ups and downs of sharing it with a few individuals. I had one individual that did purchase. I talked to a best friend of mine back in the Midwest that I flew on the helicopter with and helped me get my paramedic license. And totally turned him off because I gave him information like water out of a fire hose, and totally turned him off. And so I learned that I needed to back off and I needed to learn a different approach on how to share the Beamer. That is why we are here, to educate you to everything that is going on. So with that, keep knowing your why. Write it down. And as you continue using the Beamer, continue to write down all the additional items that Beamer is doing for you. And that's just going to put more kindling on the fire to keep you motivated. So with that, Lisa, is there anything else that you would like to share? I know we've got our homework here. I'll give the homework, and then I will ask you, Lisa, about any further items that you would like to share. And we do have some time, about a little over 5 minutes, for a question and answer period over the items that we've discussed today. All right, so the homework is going to be reach out to 10 people to introduce them using the 2-8-3 process. And this is with the intention to practice, to get experience. So do this with family members and friends and be honest with them. Say, I'm brand new to this. I just need to practice doing this. And can I have you do this? And let me practice sending you this phone recording. Let me practice sending you this 8-minute presentation. Let me practice getting you on the Beamer. And do you know that we have people that make sales actually just by doing that? And the beauty of it is you are coming from your heart. You are not coming from your pocketbook. All you are doing is wanting to practice. You're being wholesome about it. You know that just by sharing this, you can change their lives. And when people see the honesty and the integrity in what you are doing, your outcome will be so, so much greater with that. So, Lisa, if you want to add anything, and then we've got a little over 5 minutes that we can go to a question and answer. And on the question and answer, all you would need to do is press the number 1 on your phone. And by pressing number 1, that will bring you up in the queue, and then we will call upon you, and we'll see if we can answer your question. So, Lisa, do you have anything that you'd like to share?
Yeah, I was just kind of chuckling because your first experience of giving them information, like, out of a fire hose, and I think a lot of people do that initially, and so you do get discouraged. And so I would just say less is best. In this situation is let the materials, let the 2-8-3 system, let the 2-minute blood flow video, the 8-minute story, the 3-way call, let all of that work for you and not you just kind of spewing all over them about Beamer. And I think you'll find that you'll have much more success and faster. Greg?
Yeah. Yeah, most definitely. And then also one thing I wanted to remind everybody is that these are all recorded and we always keep everything up to date. So when you're listening to the recordings, make sure you listen to the most recent recording to get the up-to-date information, such as the Tuesday and Thursday Beamer experience and the business experience. That was just updated. Now, you can go back and listen to previous recordings because last month I had Belinda Casper assisting me, and she was able to share the information that Lisa shared this time, but may have given some additional information or said it maybe in a different way that would connect with you better. So that's the beauty of being able to go back and listen to the recordings with the Quick Start program here. And by going to blogtalkradio.com/BeamerIBDS, you can go back and do your homework and be able to listen maybe to others give the information maybe in a different manner. And then also remember the whole script that we're using, and we try to keep it up to date, and I just had to update today on this, but the basic information is all there on the Quick Start IBD Support Group on Facebook under the file section to where you can print all of that off. So if anybody would like to push the number 1 on their phone, then we can answer any and all questions for you. And if not, then we will end the program and we will look forward to having you start for next week. And just remember that our quote for today is, a journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step, and that was with Confucius. So just remember, you're just starting out. Just start off with the basic items here, and then as we continue to grow and develop, you will be able to call upon all the different tools that we have. Now, I do see we have a question here, so I am going to call upon 757-757-374. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, good afternoon. This is Audra calling in from Virginia Beach. My question is, I've been with Bima for about 3 years, so I'm definitely not a newbie, but I'm trying to kind of jumpstart my business again. I had a lot of distractions, and so now for the summer, I'm trying to kind of get it going again. So my question is, with the 283 and also with the homework assignment, you know, reaching out to friends and family, because I've been doing it for so long, most already know about it. So I'm kind of stuck between, you know, not being in their face again, but then also going out and prospecting new folks. So any kind of guidance?
You bet. Great question. And here's what we can do. You can set up an open house at your business and just say, you know what, I'm doing an open house. I'm relaunching my Bima business. We have new and improved material. We have new packages that we want to share with everybody, because now we've got our home edition, we've got our go edition, and then we've got the home pack and the go pack that you can add to those. And so set up an open house. Make it look like a grand opening. And do something like that, and you will be surprised the number of people. Now, also in your area, if you belong to a chamber of commerce, then they will welcome that. They will put it out, and a lot of the members from the chamber of commerce will come in. So all these other business owners, then you can contact them and say, listen, not only can I do it at my facility, but if you are capable, you can go to their locations and be able to do sessions for their clients as well. Does that help at all?
Fabulous. Oh, my gosh, that's a fabulous idea. Sometimes it's right in front of you, and it's always nice to kind of see it through a fresh set of eyes. I'm just sitting here looking at the same old thing over and over going, oh, my, how am I supposed to get out of this rut? And that is a fabulous idea, especially now that we can, you know, post-COVID, see people face-to-face and whatnot. So that is a fabulous idea.
There you go. And have fun with it. We're talking balloons and little knick-knack items to munch on, and make it a fun social event where people, yes, are getting on the Bima and doing that, but just make it fun, have it interactive, and really show and highlight not only the Bima, but your business and what you can provide to them for customer service.
Excellent. I love it. Thank you so much.
You are very much welcome, Audra. And take care there in Virginia Beach. I'm jealous.
Beautiful weather today, so I'll send it your way.
Okay. Well, with that, Lisa, do you have anything further that you'd like to share before we finish off the day?
I don't, except I am always on Wednesday on Blog Talk, and this Wednesday we have Jordan Palmer coming on the show to do our push-up challenge and recovery challenge, so it should be fun.
That is awesome. I think that is going to be so much fun. And also remember, everybody, now you can listen to the recordings here at blogtalkradio.com/BimaIBDS. On Tuesday mornings, we have Testimonial Tuesday, where you can call and listen in to different people calling in and giving their compliant testimonials, or through the process, you learn how to give a compliant testimonial. And then Lisa has been on board for some time on Whatever Wednesdays, and she is the instigator of these monthly challenges that they've been doing, and they had been having an absolute blast. And she brought in Ian Robb, and she's brought in myself, and we bring in different individuals to help enlighten things. And on Thursdays, they're amazing for the horse. So you'll be able to hear and listen everything about the horses. So there you go. Everybody, have a wonderful week. Don't forget your homework, and we'll see you next week.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.